عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بينما رجل يصلي مسبل إزاره قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهب فتوضأ فذهب فتوضأ ثم جاء فقال اذهب فتوضأ فقال له رجل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لك أمرته أن يتوضأ ثم سكت عنه قال إنه كان يصلي وهو مسبل إزاره وإن الله لا يقبل صلاة رجل مسبل رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح على شرط مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates while a person was offering salah with his loincloth, his pants below his ankles, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, go perform the ablution wudu. He went perform the ablution in return. He said, go and perform the ablution. Another person who was present said, O Messenger of Allah, why are you ordering him to perform ablution and you are remaining silent? He replied, he was offering his salah with his loincloth below his ankles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salah of a person whose loincloth is below his ankles. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, while a person was offering salah with his loincloth below his ankles, the Messenger of Allah said to him, go and perform the ablution. He went. He performed the ablution, returned. He said, Allah said, go and perform the ablution. Another person who was present said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you ordering him to perform ablution wudu and then you are remaining silent? He replied, he was offering his salah with his loincloth below his ankles, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salah of a person whose loincloth is below his ankles. So the zahiri of this hadith, even though the fuqaha do not say that because of other hadiths and ayats, but the zahir of the hadith says a person whose pants are below his ankles, his salat is not accepted. But the thing is, why did Rasulullah tell him to do wudu? If your salat is not accepted, go and pray salat again. Pray your salat again. Then he could ask, yeah, so why you repeat me? So Rasulullah could have told him that Allah does not accept. And then he could have lifted his pants up and then prayed the salat. Why did he tell him to do wudu? So this, he says in a hadith where Sahabas came running at Asr time and their ankles were still shining. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيْلُ لِعْقَابِ النَّارِ أَسْوَهُ وَزُوهُ, destruction for those heels and ankles. Do proper wudu. Meaning, you guys didn't wash this part properly. So if a person's pants are below his ankles, he may not have washed his ankles properly. So that's why Rasulullah told him to do wudu again. Because if your ankles are not washed, then what is it? Your wudu is not. Because it's necessary. Your heels, your ankles, right up to here, you have to wash. So if that's not washed, then your wudu is not accepted. When your wudu is not accepted, your salah is not accepted. This is why Rasulullah told him to do wudu again. So Allah alayhi wa sallam, because you can't find in the shara, the commentary, what's the thing. But that could be the meaning because of the other hadith where Rasulullah mentions those people who came running at Asr time and they hadn't washed their feet properly, that destruction for those feet from the fire of hell. If you know, do your wudu properly and make sure you wash your feet right up to the ankles, that's the faraz. Your ankles are included in the faraz of washing. So if a person's pants is below his ankles, then Rasulullah wasn't expected that he didn't wash his things, he just went like this and washed this part. He didn't wash all this properly. And the Zahir of the Hadith is saying that Allah does not accept the salah of a person whose pants are, or his loincloth, his clothes are hanging below his ankles. What's khalas? So if a person has any regard, then he would make sure his pants are over his ankles, not below his ankles, covering his ankles. Because why? Salat is not accepted according to the hadith, this zahir in hadith. So a person should never ever have his ankles, but even outside of salat, it's necessary always to wear your pants, your things over your ankles, not below them, not covering them. Allah enable us to always follow in the footsteps of the Prophet.